And now for something completely different. Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday. Expository Thursday. As we work together to know the letter better into the narrative of the Book of Acts, we travel to understand what things the Lord requires of us as we learn to apply God's timeless truths in our lives. First, I love this next portion. But then again, I love most portions of Scripture, so you'll have to sue me. Apollos is preaching. He is full of energy, conviction, passion, and commitment. However, what he lacked was more knowledge. It wasn't that he was lacking in intelligence, but rather that he was operating with less than all the helpful information. I know about 5,000 ministers like that. So Aquila and Priscilla helped by sharing more accurate truths that Apollos didn't have. Then Apollos came out to be what? Teachable. As smart as he was teachable. Everybody, except for Jesus, everybody should be teachable. Next, the following section displays an image of someone other than Paul demonstrating the power and the influence. And that's Apollos. Although he didn't write any books in the New Testament, unless he wrote Hebrews, which is not identified, Apollos had a tremendous impact on the young church. He was considered an ideal brother. His brothers and sisters were superbly encouraged in the faith, and he didn't really receive any overwhelming signs from the Lord, but when he came across something, his brothers and sisters stood by him and encouraged him to do it. We're going to examine that. It's very fascinating. And then finally, Apollos was a great benefit to those who believed, but not so much to those who didn't believe. To the believers, he lifted them up. To the opposers, he refuted them. And he used scriptures for his arguments. Wait, let me say that again. And he used scriptures for his arguments. Okay, wait, let me say that one more time. And he used scriptures for his arguments. You know, like Jesus did when he was in the temptation process with Satan. Anyway, he continually pointed to Jesus, and even if they rejected the truth, they could never deny that they heard the truth. He closed it out by telling them, what you are looking for, and the one you are looking for is Jesus. As it was then, so it is now.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. So much more. Just remember this, though. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. So before you go any further, I need to apologize for saying 5,000 ministers I know that operate out of a lack of knowledge. That was not a very nice thing for me to say in the last bit. It's only 2,000. Anyway, we're asking you, what do you think? So you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us live during the show, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call that number, 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
All right, now, you know, we just mentioned this just a little bit ago, so ready? Talking to Dynamite D is the same feeling you get when you're being appreciated for something you're doing.
That is a great feeling, Dave.
It is a wonderful feeling.
Gotta stay a little humble.
As long as what you're doing is for the purpose and not for the recognition, then you have the right spirit going. So what does all this stuff mean? I don't know. I'm just trying to get closer to the Lord, just like you. That's what it means.
Let me ask you this, David, as you said that, not trying to veer off, but you know when they asked Jesus, like, how can we be something in heaven? I'm paraphrasing, and Jesus said, I think that's up to God. Is it wrong to, like, want, like, what made them, do you know what I'm talking about, the scripture?
Right. So this is when James and John, okay, they wanted to be at the right and left hand of Jesus. And not only did that happen, but their mother also, listen, good Jewish mother, right? I want my boys. I want my boys to be at the right and the left. What you gonna do, right? And so Jesus said, that's not for me to grant. And you think, well, what do you mean? And he said, nope, because the order of procession, which is an important theological principle, which is the Father sends the Son doesn't send the Father. The Son and the Father send the Holy Spirit. The Spirit doesn't send the Son or the Father, except for when Jesus was in an earthly vessel. So in other words, the order of procession means that each personality within the framework of the Godhead has things that they have to do, have priorities that they accomplish, and that is not for Jesus and probably not the Holy Spirit to declare. So that's going to be something God the Father does exactly regarding the return of Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus said, I don't know. It's up to the Father. Right. Now does Jesus know? Sure. Then, no. So it's like, you think about it, how does that work? That's just part of it. The part of it is that the Father sends the Son sends the Spirit. But that aside, is it wrong to want that level of position? Yes and no. You thought you were going to just get a regular answer.
No, that's this is right over our alley.
It's not wrong to want to continually advance in the kingdom of God. What's wrong is, one, to be granted these positions of honor without putting yourself in the place of being attached to that honor by your commitment to the Lord. In other words, they wanted to be at the right and the left hand of Jesus. And Jesus said, are you ready to drink are you ready to be baptized with the baptism I'm going to be with you? Ready to drink this cup of wine, kids? And they were like, oh yeah, sure we are. And Jesus goes, no, you're not. That's what he said. But he said, there's a bit of receive honor. It'll take place, and everybody in the kingdom of God will have a sense of honor. But is it important for you to get that position so that you can be recognized as at the right or left hand of Jesus? That's not the spirit of Jesus.
Wow, Dave.
Now listen to that. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. If you will just consider this, I know it's going to be really hard for some people to understand, but when Jesus was going through the process of temptation, one of the temptations was to circumvent all the suffering and let him be in a position where all the nations and everybody would bow down to him. It was basically a shortcut to the Messiahship, but it would have been under Satan's rule. The answer is no. Jesus came to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. So whatever it is that the Lord's going to reward you with, and believe me, your reward will be much greater than the effort you put in. There's no question, because you can't beat God giving. That'll never happen. But the goal should be to be as much as like Jesus as is possible.
Dave, and I know we're not trying to go down another route, but I want to ask another question. So when Jesus said, if you want to be great, you must be a servant. So it's not wrong for wanting to be great.
Right. So if you want the most, and see, sometimes you think of great, and we think of greatness in earthly terms, and that's part of the problem right there, because we think of it as fame, power, strength, and so on and so forth. If you want to be as advanced in the kingdom of God as is possible, then there should be less of you as much as possible. That's it.
Wow.
And then people are like, well, that's not what he means. Okay. See, four times he said the same thing. So, yes, it is what he means. Well, that's not what this guy teaches. It's great. Right? Except there's nobody in church history that's going to disagree with that for 2,000 years. And I'm not saying that for any reason. So, like me, I don't think – so here's – this is exactly how I think of it. Look, I'm saved. I mean, that's not, I'm not even going to – I could not do ministry starting tomorrow. I'm saved. There's no way after 45 years, I'm not going to quit on my faith, right? And I'm probably going to get some decent stuff. I probably won't get nearly as much as people think, but that's neither here nor there. What is important is to understand, but I love doing this stuff, and it's great fun for me, and it really does help people, and that's like all just super bennies. But in my mind, I'm like, I'm just so happy to be saved, I could care less. And you think, well, that's not true. You're wrong. In fact, Jesus told his apostles after they cast out spirits, he said, don't rejoice that the spirits are subject to you. Rejoice that your names are written in the book of life. It's like, that is all. I was talking to my father-in-law, and Bruce is a solid, phenomenal guy, okay? And he's just done phenomenal. He said, a lot of trials to work with in the kids. I'll just leave that there. And like I was a terrible, like not for him, but I mean even my own parents, I was a terrible kid, right? So he had a lot to work with, did a great job. And so he asked me one time, what do you think? He goes, you know, as we get there and we're getting, because he's getting older, and it's like you get there, you know, do you think you've had that, you know, impact? Does that affect how you think? Does that affect how we approach things? And I told him, I was just really honest. This is my father-in-law. I'm sharing this totally open with you guys. I just told him, I said, Bruce, I should have been dead so many times. I am just so happy to know that I'm going to get to step on the streets of gold. I don't care if it's a shack. I mean, my brother says it really good, too. I don't care if it's a shack. I don't care if it's, you know, a one-bedroom studio. Who cares? It's like, I just want to be there. It's like, I just want to be there. It's like, I know, and it's nothing wrong with wanting to do this, but to do that, you've got to do less about you and more about everybody else.
So it really goes back to the heart as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a sincere desire in people to want to do well in the kingdom of God, and I don't think that's the part that's bad. I think it comes down to what the motive is. Like, what is the motive for wanting to do well? So do you want it? And here's the thing. God knows every thought and every motive. So when God judges, he's going to judge the motive. It's like, what's the motive? Why are they doing this? It's like, there's some great people that have a lot of influence, but they want it. It's like,
wow, Dave.
I mean, that's just true. I mean, this is really,
I didn't try to distract us on the back
road.
No,
but this is a great, it's a great point, because this is the real part of Christian radio that we don't get into very much. And it's just like, look, there are phenomenal teachers with phenomenal passion. And the majority of them are phenomenal. And I think they're genuine servants. I remember when I met Dr. Jeffers. You just think he's got all this because he's a big church and influence and radio and da-da-da. He's like, he's not like that at all. Zero. And in fact, I didn't go up to see him. I stayed back at the table because that was where I was listening. He's the one who called me, come up here. I want to talk to you. And it's just like, so it's like, that's a kind of like that. He's just that guy that's just got that grace. Now, maybe you've had a tough experience at the church. Maybe this, maybe that. What I'm trying to tell you is that's a sincere, genuine, you know, man who just, he knows he's in a position and doing it, you know, for the Lord and doing the best he can. But there's other people that just do this for power. And for wealth and for strength and for recognition. And it's like, I mean, you can't tell me that some of those people that have reverend in front of their name don't need to be like, oh, you just got to be kidding me. I mean, you just got to be kidding me. Is there anything you've ever met where you're not at the center ever? It's just like, you're killing me. It's just like, and so, you know, we don't talk about that because you're not supposed to say stuff like that. Too bad. It's just like, that's the truth. The truth is there are some leaders that are phenomenal. They've got these right spirits. They have a lot of power and influence, but they don't live as though that is their appetite. Those people are phenomenal. The ones that live as though that power and glory is their appetite, that's horrible.
Wow.
That's just horrible. It's just like, you know, the Lord will sort that out, and that'll be that part of it. So when you talk about, like, me, because you asked me personally, right? Because I don't know how each person.
Well, I was just saying in general.
I'm so happy to be going to heaven, I could care less.
Good stuff, Nate.
I mean, that's just the truth. People are like, well, you know. Now, the only reason I pursued the doctorate, just so you can know, the only reason I got a master's degree was because the Lord told me to. I had already been fighting that for years and years and going, now. And then when my mom passed away, I was like, there's a reason not to go. Now. And then the Lord just wouldn't let me get away from it. So
wow.
I can't do anything with that.
I love when we veer off. Those are really like some of the best conversations where we veer off in the word.
I think there's a tremendous truth to that. I think people that watch some of the things on television hear people that call themselves out in the name of the Lord, which, by the way, I'm going to show in Genesis that people have been doing that since Jacob. But we'll deal with that later, that they've been using the Lord's name to gain their advantage, because Jacob did that. But we'll talk about that later. My point in that is you just watch him, and you're just sitting there going, no way. No way. It's just no way. There's nothing. Where's Jesus? I mean, they don't know the difference between Jesus and a brown paper bag. You already know it.
You know, it's fascinating, Dave, and I don't know what God is doing with this, but, you know, we just read that scripture where Paul said the brother was famous for, you know, preaching the gospel. Is it okay if it comes from God and long as that heart's right? Okay.
Yeah. So there's a great literature piece about daring to be great, and it's one thing to have greatness thrust upon you, right? That's by order of the Lord. It's another thing to seek it because you want to be great so that everybody can think you're great. That's different. That's not the same thing. So there's the fleshly pursuit of being great, and there's the God-granted. And even David, which is amazing. So David's like, I mean, the dude kills Goliath, which right there, right? He could retire. He could be done, right? But when he became king, the scripture says that he knew that God put him in that position for the sake of God's people. See? So he knew that. Does that mean he did everything perfect? No. In fact, if David was alive today and did what he did, the press would have crucified him. Right, still the best king Israel ever had. Right, they'd, but the fact of the matter is, if Jesus was walking on the earth today, the press would crucify Jesus too, saying he's putting people out of business by healing them or something like that, because that's how they are. And yes, I actually think they are part of the beast situation, but we'll talk about that some other time.
But Dave, I think you just answered the whole question. He David did it for God's kingdom. That's the whole premise.
Well, he knew that God put him in that spot. It's like, God put me here for this purpose.
I'm done.
Okay. It's fascinating, though. It's fascinating information. People should be like, wow, that's okay.
I actually love this stuff, Dave. You know,
but most people are like going, it's like you're just having a conversation. I know, but you know what? When you have a Christian conversation or your pastor's having a conversation in your church, you tend to listen. There's usually some good stuff in there, right? So get some of the good stuff in there. We'll just take our break, come back, and kind of just do a reset. That'd probably be easier. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, it's Amazing Jennifer, and I am helping out the David Spoon Experience. As you may know, I basically run the KAAM radio station.
Amazing!
And Dr. Dave is looking for a few good people to join and become representatives, ambassadors, and stewards of this here radio ministry. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very qualified for ministerial positions. Well, the truth is that because you are a child of our Heavenly Father, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you seek to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have all you need to be a part of this ministry. But Jennifer, don't I need to be perfect? No. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website, and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Just fill out the form and we will reach out to you. But sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position. You are on your own with that.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la.
Oh, that is
la, la, la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth, we got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish, and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity.
I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree. And I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough, because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the axe, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question. Let's see how good you guys are. This is a good one. I'm hoping you guys will get this. This is pretty straightforward. What is the other name of Mount Sinai mentioned in the Bible? What is the other name of Mount Sinai mentioned in the Bible? Is it Mount Carmel, Mount Fuji, or Mount of Olives? Ha ha! That's a good one, right? Okay, so what is the other name of Mount Sinai mentioned in the Bible? Is it Mount Carmel? That's actually how they say it. Mount Fuji or Mount of Olives? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So we do have somebody that is ready to answer the trivia question. So let's send him on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Well, this is not a Dominic the Donkey, but this is your little brother.
Hello, little brother. I'm glad you're not Dominic the Donkey. That's good. Yeah. Although it was
a
donkey.
Dominic to the Democrats, so yeah. They could
well,
enjoy it.
It is Dominic the Donkey that rebuked a prophet. So that's, well, not Dominic, but a donkey. Anyway. Anyway.
Well,
all right, ready, brother?
It's so hot. I need a little ice mocha with a little caramel on it, please.
Ah, but is that the correct answer?
I was testing the water, so it's the Mount of Olives.
That is correct, Amundo! It is the Mount of Olives! Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 is certainly not Mount Fuji. It's not Mount Everest, although I thought about throwing that in there, too, because that would have been fun. And I knew that Mount Carmel would be a challenge, but Mount of Olives it is. I think that's right. Is that right? Is it the Mount of Olives or is it the Mount of Horeb? Oh, you know what? I think they gave the wrong answer in the book. What do you think of that?
I think it's
you just
Carmel.
Hang on. You just hang on. No, no, no. You hang on. Exodus.
I think
3.
No. It's Mount
3-2.
Let's
see. The angel of the Lord appeared. That was not the right. That's not even the right reference point. These guys are killing me. They're killing me right here. It's Horeb. Ah, that was wrong altogether. I knew that was wrong. That didn't even seem right to me, but that's all right. Everybody, I was wrong. Wait. Little brother was wrong. We were all wrong. It's Mount Horeb. It was Mount Horeb. Okay. That's my fault. See, it says, now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Okay, that's my fault. I believe that. Okay, my bad. Okay,
well, that's a good thing that we are learners.
Yeah, we are all learners. We never stop learning. Yeah. In fact, Horeb is the south side of the Sinai Principle. And so it's the Sinai. It's technically Sinai, but it's horrid. My bad. I apologize to everybody. Bad teaching, Dave. Bad teaching. Oh, I forgive you, though. I got to forgive me, too. Talk to me, brother. What you need? How are you?
Just pray for encouragement.
Okay. How did your teaching go the other day?
Oh, it went well.
Yep. So better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick?
Yes, that's right.
We pray that the Lord just bless you. That's what I'm going to pray.
I mean, you know, there's always the extra material. Then you, afterward, you think, oh, shoot, I should have used this
I know.
One.
You can't do it. It's the worst thing. I can just tell you from experience. Don't ever, it's nothing you can do about it. Whenever it's done, you take a piece of paper, whenever you're done teaching, you crumple it up, you throw it in a basket, and you go, best I could do. There you go. Then you move on to the, you move on to the next one.
Yes.
That's what you do. All right, let's pray over you. Lord, I just lift up my brother to you. I ask you to bless him and encourage him. Everybody needs encouragement, Lord. It's a powerful, powerful gift that you have granted us to have encouragement in you and in your kingdom while we're fighting against the world and the flesh and all of those goofy feelings that we have. And Lord, we just need your help in these things. And some people are kind of down. They're a little bit blue. They're just not, you know, kind of getting it or just connecting to it. Lord, help us to all connect to you through Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit so that the power of joy can just chase away all those ridiculous lies and fears that we tend to hang on to. Please help us in that process. That's what we pray, Lord. Help us to be upright in you in heart and mind. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Can I ask you a quick question, and I'll take the answer off air?
Okay, fire away.
Okay. The question, somebody was arguing from a different faith that Jesus is not God, because even he mentioned when Jesus is giving the reference, nobody knows the day or the hour when the end going to come. So they say, oh, that's Jesus itself claiming that he is not God. God knows the day and the time when the end going to come. So
yeah, we covered that actually in the beginning of this show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's okay, but it's understanding
right.
that in Jesus.
I'm in a heavy traffic, so I'm going to hang up, but I'm going to listen on the
air. All right, you got
air,
it.
Okay?
You got it. Okay. And so typically when people say Jesus is not God, of course they're trying to refer to one or two scriptures where they try to make that. What they're not doing is referring to the other 97 that do make reference to his God, which is really funny because it's like, hey, he says it right here, he says it right here, he says it right here. So they were going to stone him because he was the Son of God, and that said, why were you going to stone him? Because he made himself equal with God by saying that. It's just one of those things where people just like, oh, you've got to be kidding. So in Jesus's human position, walking by the Holy Spirit and walking by the human part of him, we just talked about the order of procession. Only the Father holds on to the knowledge as to what that time is going to be. Only Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't send God the Father or God the Son, so to speak, except Jesus was sent when he was in human form. So in human form, nothing. When he's glorified, now does he know? I mean, probably. We don't know for sure, but yeah, probably. But bottom line is, it's the order of possession, and only the Father holds that peace, and that's how it goes. And people are like, I don't like it. Like, pfft, so what? Here's the difference between all of that. In your body, you are, okay, I'm called David. That's my name, right? Okay, David, right? Okay, David's got a brain, David's got a heart, and David's got a body, okay? So that's how what I like. I know people don't like that, but I liken it to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We call him David. What's my name? David, right? The heart and the mind work closely together, right? But there's a couple of distinctions between the heart and the mind. And the heart and the mind work closely together to the body, but there's a couple of distinctions between the heart, mind, and body. In fact, if I take a hammer and hit my hand, the first part, the body, responds first. Then the brain takes the reception from there. Then it shoots it to the heart, and I scream, ow! But they all have their order on things they do. That's how I look at it. It's like, well, that seems overly simplified. Yes, I think that's okay, isn't it? Okay. Do you fully understand everything about God? No. Why? Secret things belongeth unto the Lord. That's why. Okay, so we've done a lot of teaching. We just haven't done the teaching that it set up, which is fine. Don't get the wrong idea. I don't mind. I love talking about kingdom stuff. That's all I care
about. And
that's
a good point because it's still Kingdom stuff. So, yeah.
That's just, of course it is. Okay. Now, we do have something we got to throw in your direction. You better get ready for it. I'm tossing it out right now. And I am. And then we'll go to break after this. If you want football tickets to SMU versus A&M Panthers. So it's two tickets, parking space, right?
Yeah, Prairie View.
What is it?
Prairie View Annual.
Prairie View A&M Panthers at SMU Mustang Football. So it's a home game on the 16th of September, if you want. How you have to do that, you have to have a phone because the only way we can get you the tickets is actually the owner texts you, just to let you know. But you have to have a phone, and you have to answer this question. You'll have 2 days to do it, 3 days to do it. Ready? If you make a check out to the ministry, what's the name that you would put for the ministry?
They should know that one.
Well, I'm certainly hoping so. If you want those tickets, they are September 16th. They include a parking pass. They're solid seats. Everything along those lines. If you want the tickets, you need to be able to call the show at any time and ask and give us the answer as to if you're making out a check for a donation to the ministry here, what do you make the check out to? That's pretty straightforward. By the way, the number here, just in case you forgot, 972-445-0770 plus 214-210-8483 plus David at hemustincrease.org. So, Al goes, I give online. What's a check? Okay, the name of the overseeing ministry. How's that? That's okay. That's all I'm going with, folks. We're going to take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
There was a pastor, now I use that word with some reservation, having been involved in ministry and having the privilege of planting seven churches throughout the United States and having three separate ordinations, I have a tremendous amount of respect for people who commit their lives into ministry. But whenever there's somebody on television or anywhere else that is a nut job, then I just call it like I see it. Okay, that's what I call it. Call it like I see it. On the Sean Hannity show, roughly about 2 weeks ago, a reverend, so-called Reverend Oliver White was on the show, and Reverend Wright said this, and I'm going to repeat it because some of these things are just unbelievable. He said that Jesus was wrong about marriage. At least he didn't have the audacity to say he never said anything about marriage. He said Jesus was wrong about marriage and that marriage should be more than between a man and a woman. And then he proceeded to say this statement, ladies and gentlemen. He said this. Now, this isn't even the thing that's irritating. Then he proceeded to say this. If Jesus were alive today, he said, he would say, I didn't know it all. This is a man who's supposed to be representing Jesus Christ as a minister. This guy's no minister. And if you want to say, well, that's judging, I'll take that judgment all day long. All day long, I'll take that judgment, no matter what anybody says. Here's a guy that says two things. One, Jesus was wrong about marriage. Two, if Jesus were alive today, any person who proclaims or professes to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and questions whether Jesus Christ is alive today or not is not a minister, but a false teacher. I don't care. I don't care if you like it. I don't care if you think that's mean. That's irrelevant. Facts are facts. And here's the thing that overwhelms me. This overwhelms me, ladies and gentlemen. Any person who is in public office, now this goes with this, all three of these things go together. Any person who is in public office who changes their convictions about same-sex marriage because another family member has made a decision to go into the lifestyle of being gay or lesbian, any person who changes their convictions, their biblical Christian convictions, based on another family member changing their status into a gay or lesbian lifestyle, and then that person then changes their Bible convictions to accommodate their family member, is not fit to be a Christian. That's right. I said it.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Looks like we have a winner for the ticket. So if you're listening, I'm going to tell Howard to call the main number. We already have somebody responding, and he gave the correct answer. Nice job. Call the 972-445-0770 number, and then Dynamite D will just get you. We just need the name and phone number, which I already have, but just in, if you can call it, great. And then we'll coordinate the tickets, and you will have free tickets and a parking pass sent to you. Isn't that cool? It's cool because we'll be able to do it. I mean, I just love that. So, Howard, if you're hearing me or whatever, I'm hoping you're hearing me because he's doing it through text. It's a very, very cool thing. Okay, now we got much to cover, and you know we're going a different direction, so I don't know what's going to happen, and you don't know what's going to happen, so let's find out what's going to happen by dealing with this. We're going to offer up our next trivia question. I'll give you a chance to answer this. This is pretty straightforward, and I'm going to give you a chance to think about it, okay? And here's the next trivia question. Very interesting. Challenging, though. Okay, I'm going to say it's challenging. In biblical times, okay, this one I'm 100% correct on. In biblical times, the oath made with a hand underneath the thigh had what meaning? So in biblical times, like in Genesis, an oath made with the hand underneath the thigh had what meaning? Number one, submission. Number two, rejection. Or number three, you're in my seat. Hand underneath the thigh. You're in my seat. Get out. Isn't that funny? Is that Howard, by the way?
This is Howard on. Are we going to bring him on the...
Okay, you want to bring him on?
Well, it's up to you. I don't know if you want to just get his information or you want to get the answer.
Yeah, unless he's somebody wants to get the necessary information. It's his name, first and last name, his phone number that we can text him to. So here it is. In biblical times, the oath made with the hand underneath the thigh meant one. Submission, rejection, or you're in my seat. Get out. That's funny. Okay, here we go. If you think you know, you can reach out to us. You can text 972-445-0770. You can also, oh, I'm sorry, that's the number to call. You know, I'm losing it. This is the day. You know, I always have my one show a month where I go lose my mind. This is it. If you call 972-445-0770, you can call in to give the trivia answer. You can also text 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So I do want to tell you a couple things real quickly. Please, please, please check out the stuff that is online. There is, like I said, a transcription up there. There is also videos and audios to be encouraging, to kind of be as much of a blessing as is possible. And so I want you to be aware of that. There is, podcast, 4,500 hours worth of podcasts that you can access as well. So we want you to check out on the website, plus also a place to give. And by the way, Howard got it correct when he said it is HMIM, He Must Increase Ministry. That's actually the name of the overseeing ministry. Check all that stuff out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Yeah, that's kind of what we've done to the show today.
Yeah, that's our show, Dave. I was thinking that. I said either that's that or that's just firing shots at the enemy.
Chop, 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 chop. Okay, anyway. See, you guys, you have to understand. I'm just trying to be so honest with you guys. Like, look,
when it's easy flow, it's like easy. And when it's like this, I'm gonna walk out of the studio. I'm gonna get in the car. I'm gonna respond to everybody that texts. And I'm gonna look up into the Lord, and I'm gonna go, did I do something? Exactly what's gonna happen. You can tell me. No, you don't have to think that way. That's exactly what I'm gonna do. Just being honest. I love it. And if the Lord's like, this is exactly what I want, I'm just gonna let it go, which is exactly what I should do. What I just told Samson, and just say, all right, Lord, bless what you did. And I always pray afterwards that Lord help it sink in for people. All right. In biblical times, the oath made with the hand underneath the thigh had what meaning? Either submission, rejection, or you're in my seat, get out. If you think you know the answer to that question, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483, or you can send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. To my backup guy go, because today's show went all over the place, this is a phenomenal devotional from Pastor Ray. Okay? And I keep a couple of his things there because, number one, he was way better than I am. And number two, you can't go wrong with something that comes out from Pastor Ray. I don't think so. Anyway, this one's called Reconciled and Restored, which is ironic since in the very first 30 minutes we talked about redemption and restoration and so on and so forth. There it is. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19 says, this wonderful message of reconciliation. This is Pastor Ray writing. The source of many of our afflictions is often rooted in our past. When we come to the Lord, we are saved and covered by his shed blood. We are indeed new. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 21. Reading the entire passage, we are also taught that and all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task to reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. That's 2 Corinthians 5, 18 and 19. We are given the ministry of reconciliation. It is a lifetime of being transformed, renewed, and reconciled to God and to others. Much of this transformation takes place in the healing of our minds. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Our minds can literally be transformed and renewed. This is exciting. It's great news. Part of that transformation is the healing power of forgiveness, which leads to reconciliation. Repentance and forgiveness are a daily discipline in our lives, a continual release of the resentment, anxiety, and anger, allowing us to receive forgiveness and grant the same to others. So I'm gonna say that part again because, man, that is just, there's a book right there. In three lines, there's a book. Repentance and forgiveness are daily disciplines in our lives. Number one, a continual release of resentment, anxiety, and anger. Number two, and allowing us to receive forgiveness and to grant the same grace to others. Ray writes, you don't want to be one of those people who lets it build up and then blow up. He writes, I once reached a point in my personal life and ministry where I knew I had stuff inside me from the past that needed to be faced and dealt with and given over to the Lord for forgiveness and cleansing and healing. It took some time with the Lord, to be honest, and face my own shortcomings in this. Time for counseling, time for healing, time for God's promises to wash over me, a time to comprehend the healing I received. I was restored spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. But I know it is always a daily process of walking close to the Lord and continuing the healing. David, the shepherd, wrote in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He restores my soul.
The Lord is indeed our shepherd, and he longs to lead us to peace, healing, restoration, goodness, and mercy all the days of our lives. So what I find amazing about this devotional that what Ray wrote, there's a couple of really important things. First of all, you are redeemed, and you are forgiven. And we've mentioned this for whatever reason for the last like three shows in a row. But when you come before the Lord, sometimes you got to come to him as dad, because the judge part was really taken care of in Jesus. And what you need to really understand about this is that if we don't deal with some of that stuff that's inside, like the stuff that's inside you, that whatever, it becomes bitterness. It becomes resentment. It becomes anxiety. It becomes anger in stronger forms. And so if you find yourself, man, I'm dealing with anger a lot. Man, I'm dealing with anxiety. Like, I just can't believe how much I'm dealing with her. I so resent this. I hate this about this. Or just this element where you're dealing with this stuff inside. And it's just building and festering. That is a great indicator that you still got stuff in there that you gotta get it released from the Lord. Are you forgiven in this process? Of course. But if you don't deal with it, it just festers like an infection. Will it stop your spiritual life? No. But an infection affects the way you walk and live. It's just what it is. And some of us out there, myself included, I go through this too. And just so you can know from an honest point of view, on a daily basis, I ask the Lord to help me not to be resentful. And you know, one of the things that I say to him, this is just we're a total honest show today. That is weird now, right? It's just so bizarre. I tell the Lord, I don't want to be resentful of you, Lord, because I don't want to blame you for my own stupid.
That is so good, Dave.
I'm doing. I'd say it. So I pray this. It's not really a formula. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like a model. But I ask the Lord to forgive me and not let me have resentment, because if I have resentment, it's wrong. It's wrong because that's me justifying myself. I mean, that's all that is. It's me jobbing out, right? It's like nope. And so I ask him to help me not do that, because it's easy to do if you're not staying connected. So all of this, now watch this, leads into what? Our DNA. And you're thinking, well, how is that possible? Because this is the exact thing we need to absolutely function. And you think, well, Dave, you do that DNA every day. I know. And if I could slap it in my forehead and weave it into my brain, I would. But I have a hard time, and I need to be reminded every day. So here it is. DNA, by the way, will help us deal with some of that resentment and some of that anger, because you just got to be honest about it before the Lord. D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day. And you think, well, can I skip a day? Yeah, you can. Sure, you can skip it. But why do you want to? See, that's the question. Not can I. Like, if you just, it's unavoidable. I'm in the hospital and I was knocked out for 24 hours. Got it, right? You can't be guilty about that. Right? But why do you want to skip a day? That's the question to ask. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And what do we know about his word? That Job spent a lot of time justifying himself and not justifying God. And because he did that, he built up a resentment. And he got called on the carpet for it. It's like, yep, okay, can't do that. That's just dumb. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me for being an idiot. And I say those things to the Lord, only I probably use language I could never use on the radio. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, because the idea of the Lord using you and being in partnership with you is by far the greatest element of your communion with the Lord. When you spend time with the Lord and then offer yourself up to the Lord, you are putting yourself in the exact model of Jesus Christ. It's like, okay. That sounds like a good idea. Call me crazy. Okay. Trivia question, then we're going to break, and then we'll finish up when we come back. Here's the trivia question. The trivia question was, in biblical times, the oath made with the hand underneath the thigh meant what? Was it submission, rejection, or you're in my seat, get up? It was submission. It comes from Genesis 24:2, when
Abraham's servant put his hand underneath Abraham's thigh in order to surrender or to agree to the task set before him. That's what it's all about. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the ski. Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull-oney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated. Knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We have a caller on the line. Let's send him on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Dr. David. This is Joy Ann. I want to give a praise report.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Oh, I'm loving the show. My sister and I are loving every minute of the show. And by the way, this morning in devotions, I came across 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 27. It says, "But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and he chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong." So I think we all feel and relate to being kind of clumsy and weak sometimes. And I just want to tell you, God, the Lord did something awesome for me a year ago. Someone had given me a beautiful, fairly new car. I call it my Jesus car. And for the first time in my life, I drove over 400 miles. I drove from Dallas to Branson, Missouri, where my Oral Roberts University fellow nursing students 45 years ago. We had graduated, and even though the school's in Tulsa, we rendezvoused at the beautiful place in West Branson. And so I arrived at 1 a.m. that morning, the 31st, and it was such a blessed time. And since that time, we have met monthly via Zoom. We're from all over the country. But, you know, you mentioned Dr. Jeffress, and he's my beloved, wonderful pastor, and I highly recommend the series he's doing right now about regrets. And one regret I have is I did not choose well my marriage partner, my beloved husband, but I advise anybody, if you're going to get married, make sure that they love Jesus. And I shared all that with my fellow nursing friends, and we have prayed for each other. Most of them married godly men, but you know, I still love the institution of marriage, and I loved what we did last year getting together, and the Lord protected me on that trip of over 400 miles, and He is such an awesome God, so He uses the weak. So thank you. I'm just so grateful for your ministry.
Let me pray over you
real quick.
Thank you
for letting me share.
Yeah, let me pray over you. I want to pray over you and everybody else who's listening to that, okay? Can you hang with
me?
Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. We love Joanne. She's such a blessing, phenomenal sister in the Lord. And Lord, what we're asking for is the same thing that we're all asking for. Because a lot of us have a lot of that pain from the past, and we ask you to bring that healing balm in. And listen to her praise you in the midst of all of it. She's giving you the honor and the glory, and every person who can hear her is acknowledging how great you are. And we ask you to bring healing to some of those hurts. She's gone through quite a bit of pain. But Lord, we ask you to release her from that pain, free her from that pain, and give her a new song and a new rock to stand upon, which is you. And put this right in her heart. Let her name bear the very gift you give her. Let joy be within Joanne. And let her find full redemption in the face of her Savior. Bless her and everybody who's going through this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Oh, amen, Dr. Spoon. We love you. We love you all. And have a wonderful evening. Praise the Lord for his mercies. Amen.
Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it here. This is the show. We will be back in 22 and a half hours. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. Don't forget tomorrow.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.